these songs actually grounded us in a sense of purpose, a connectedness between the people who were here, and tied us, I think, in a deeper way to our ancestors and to our past. And that was part of the strength in them. Dr. King was scheduled to be here in Greensboro, and I was scheduled to meet him at the airport with a group of students and welcome him there. And I was mixed up on where I stood on nonviolence. So I saw this as my opportunity to discuss, what does this nonviolent thing really mean? How does that work? And that night, we heard that he'd been killed. It just turned the city into, certain parts of it, into rage. And the next day it was raining, and we marched from A&T to Bennett and from Bennett downtown. It was so bad. Black people had suffered a tremendous loss, and we were aware that the nation had suffered a tremendous loss.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
My name is Chantel Smith. I am a senior psychology major at Winston-Salem State University. I'm 22 years old, and I sing with the Winston-Salem State University Burke Singers. The songs that we sing, they help me when I'm down. They empower me to be a strong black woman in my values, be strong in my morals. I was a waitress at a restaurant, and there was two Caucasian gentlemen, older gentlemen, that came in. They were seated in my section, and I walked up to the table, and I asked for their drink orders. The hostess that seated them was called over to the table, and I watched everything that happened because where I was to make their drinks wasn't far from where they were sitting. So they whispered something to her, and she looked at me, and they looked at me, and then she came to me and said, well, I'm going to seat the guests that I just sat for you in so-and-so section. And I was like, well, is there a reason why? She kind of looked down because she was a little ashamed to say it. And I was like, I mean, it's okay. Because at that time, I already assumed what the issue was. She said they would prefer someone else. It was just surprising to see in 2011. You still have issues with someone that is different from you. It's mind-boggling.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around.
And so with a song like Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around, that for me is an attitude. I've gotten to this point. I've worked hard to get to this point, and nobody, I don't care who you are, is gonna turn me around. I have a goal.
Keep on talking, marching up to freedom land.
My name is Brianna Maynard. I am a senior English education major at Winston-Salem State University. I'm 22 years old, and I sing with the Winston-Salem State University Burke Singers. The Ballad of Harry Moore. I sing the lead. It is set in Florida, and Harry Moore was a member of the NAACP, organizing voting for black people in Florida.
It couldn't be in Jesus' name. The bedroom floor on that Christmas evening, the killers hid a bomb for Harry Moore. It couldn't be in Jesus' name. The killers took his life and blew his home to pieces and killed his faithful wife.
We're still fighting for respect. Just because you try to shut one of us down, it feeds the rest to stand up, unite in numbers, and produce a change.
Freedom never dies, I say. Freedom never dies. No bomb can kill the dreams I hold, for freedom never dies. Freedom never dies, I say. Freedom never dies. No bomb can kill the dreams I hold. For freedom never dies.